8th Perek in the Goyim, 6th Mishnah. Shnei Baharas Achas Tmei Machas Tahira. Two Tzaras. One is Tmeya, that's Simani Toma, and one did not get the Simani Toma, and Memeil them were tired. Pochem Yizu Lizu. One spread to the other. Yachar Pochem Bakula. After it spread into the whole body, he's tar, because part of it was Tomei, and the Mela, as long as he was in a state of Tumah beforehand, and afterwards he becomes completely white, he's tar. Mesvasa ha'elyoin, mesvasa tachtoina. If he had a half of Beharis on his top lip and half on the bottom lip, so when he closes his lips, it looks like one, but when he opens, it doesn't. Oh, b'shteitz boys, also the fingers that could look as one or two. Shnei risi einov, also two parts of the eyelid. Avish with the bogem zel zayim nivim keechot tahor. Even though when he closes them, it looks like one, but since when he separates them, it's two. It's tahor. Poch of a kuloi. If his whole body became white, avaloi v'boyak, a certain area was white, but not the right whiteness to be a tzaras, then he's tummy, because that's not considered fully white. It has to be fully white with the color of tzaras. But if he was completely white, and then part of the tips of his ivarim became a paler white, even so, he remains tahor. This is a chiddush that even though this whiteness is not enough whiteness to be tzaras, but once he was kula loven, that can still consider kula loven until he gets back to the skin color. It's lav dafka on the tips of his fingers, any part of the body. If there's less in adosha that became regular skin after he turned completely white, because sof kol sof his body is not fully white. If he has less than a adosha of non-saras skin, initially it's considered that he's not fully white and therefore he's tummy. But once he was fully white and then less than a adosha worth of skin became skin color again, that's not enough to be metame.